Go Local Boom is back in the booth. Good morning, Albuquerque. Thank you for joining us. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only group of free advertising resources to you and your friends that are locally owned and operated. Let them know. You don't have to pay for a radio interview. You don't have to pay for social media. You don't have to pay for an advertising profile online because we provide all of those things to you. No strings attached because we love Albuquerque business and this is the way that we give back. My co-host, Patty Farmer, this morning. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Excited to be here.
Tell everybody why you're here and what you do.
Why I'm here is because I love serving my local community, and what I do is help entrepreneurs and small business owners to master market and monetize their message.
Welcome. Thank you for spending time with us this morning.
Hey.
So if you guys have never listened to Go Local Boom Radio, like I said, Albuquerque's only group of free advertising resources, we are sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. They're a web design and search engine optimization company, so all of these resources combined really can launch your business to the next dimension. If you need some help with any of those things, give them a call, 505-453-9595, and check them out. So spend a little bit of time with us this morning. You will get to know three or four local businesses and what they do. Spend a few minutes with each of them, and maybe you need to give them a call and access the resources that they provide to our community and surrounding areas. So our first guest this morning, Mario Loprinzi. Did I pronounce that properly, sir?
That is correct.
Welcome, welcome. Good morning. Mario, president of Axiom Home Services. Mario, tell everybody what you do.
I'm a heating and air conditioning contractor. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. Specialize in converting EVAP coolers to refrigerated air in the Albuquerque area.
Oh, man, we're going to need to have a conversation about that. I've been feeling a little muggy in my house lately.
Yes, sir.
Now is a perfect time of year for that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
it's great that we have you in now. It's right up. It's on everybody's mind, and they say that advertising is really important when it comes to top-of-mind awareness. So hopefully we have some listeners that are uncomfortable and could be more comfortable in their home while listening to the show this weekend. So I love your tagline. Tell everybody how Axiom presents itself to the community.
Our tagline, basically, it's the you're only as good as your last job.
Right.
So we try to do a quality job on every installation, so we don't have to come back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, precisely. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Okay, so tell everybody how long you've been in business.
Axiom Home Services has been in business for 9 years now.
That's a pretty strong, strong amount of time. You're approaching 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. And what made you get into the business?
I've been in the business, May was 41 years.
So really strong background. Wow. Is this the first time you worked for yourself?
No, it isn't. I've had other companies in other states. I saw a need for a concierge type of air conditioning company rather than people just slapping in boxes and running off, somebody to stick around and do a high efficiency project, deliver exactly what they said they would deliver.
So, I love the concierge.
Yeah, I love that word. I've actually used it for a few, clients and guests recently. So Mario, do me a favor, explain what I would expect from a concierge service.
Well, it's a locally owned company, family operated, not some big corporation. I do all the estimating, so you're dealing directly with the owner.
41 years experience coming out for an estimate, that can really help.
Yes, sir. I'll come in and assess. I don't do sales, I do education.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go through their entire life and never purchase an air conditioning system.
I love that. I'm all about that. You know, a lot of salespeople come in with the bells and whistles and the why we're better than the other guy and why we're going to do what we do. And it makes it really hard to just deliver a quality product. And information-based selling is the most modern and appropriate thing to do. The day of the pushy, you know, door-to-door vacuum salesman is in the past. I need to know what you're here for, and I'm the kind of person that if I'm going to hire you to do something, I really need to understand what it is that I'm paying you for and probably want to learn how to do some of it myself.
And not only that, but I want to know that if I refer you to my friends, that you're still in business when I do, right? That I can say, hey, this is who you need to get a hold of. Or should I want you to come back for an additional service that I know you're still going to be there? So I think that's really important.
Well, truth be told, 6 out of 10 phone calls that we get at my office are referrals from previous customers.
Yep.
Love that.
So we've got a huge referral base.
Yeah, most people don't know where the referral came from, right? If you ask them on the phone when they call you and they say Google, it's not likely that they found you on Google.
That's correct.
Their neighbor told them that you did a great job. Then they looked up your website and checked it out. As long as you've got a good website, and when they search for you, you can be found, then you might get the lead, right?
But it's 100%
correct. It's everybody, business is word of mouth. You know, it's rare nowadays that, you know, it comes strictly from advertising or strictly from, you know, some organic means. Even if they heard you on the radio or saw you on TV, they had already heard about you somewhere or had some kind of connection with you, you know, very likely in the past. And that's the reason why social media and digital media and internet marketing and, you know, are such a complement to traditional means of advertising. That's why we love the radio show so much.
That's why we love it, because I think nowadays word of mouth is fabulous, but word of mouse is a great compliment.
Yep. You're going to search the internet and click that mouse and Mario's laughing. That's a good, she gets people with that every time. Yeah.
I like that word of mouse.
Yeah. Word of mouse. So, you know, of course an online presence is critical, but doing things like this is really important as well. So, do you have other people out in the community networking and engaging you? Do you utilize, chambers of commerce or any resources like that for Axiom?
No, I don't. Not as yet. Primary focus was to build a company, build a reputation. We've done that. We've accomplished that. We just received an award from the factory train, because we specialize in
training. Oh, that's a big deal.
For 5 consecutive years of 100% customer satisfaction.
Congratulations. That's
absolutely.
That's a big deal.
We take care of our customers. We're utilizing a great product with Train, and that's all we do. So we're specialists in it. I check every job myself. No job goes without me seeing it.
So you go, you're the estimator. You initially form the relationship with the prospect or the client.
Correct.
And then you set your team up if you secure the relationship. And then when it's all said and done, you go follow up and quality control the job as well.
I check it mid-job and then I check it at the end.
Well, I'm not surprised that they have 100% satisfaction over the last 5 years.
Me either. I have a question. So I think I told you before the show that I recently moved to Albuquerque in October. So one of the things that I want to know, and I think our listeners out there might want to know too, is we're rapidly approaching monsoon weather here, right? So is this a time where we should be thinking about having you come check us out before the monsoons hit?
Unless you enjoy being sticky and humid,
exactly.
I would concur.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I actually chuckled because I thought your question was going to be relative to, you know, evaporative coolers versus, you know, air conditioning, but you didn't, you skipped over that one.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I know monsoons are coming and everybody's been warning me about them. Yep. So I've actually been wondering myself, is there something I should be doing with my air conditioning before monsoon weather hits?
Well, we still rent, so I have not converted, you know, the house because I don't own it and just haven't made that investment yet. But I do have an air conditioning window unit right by my bed because for times like that, you know, swamp coolers are great to keep the house cool, but they also make it very, very moist. And when it's already really warm outside, it doesn't really make you very comfortable inside. So why don't you tell us about, you know, the conversion process? What would somebody, you know, give you a call for? What are they looking for at home in terms of, you know, their comfort? Why would they give you a call?
Normally they're calling us, well, half and half. Half of them are tired of getting up on the roof, doing the changeover.
Yep. Going through the pads and the pump goes out every year. The hose goes out every year, right? You got to replace the pads.
Right. The other half are tired of the, you know, spending all the money on that and the grief and work on it and still being miserable.
Oh, don't forget the hard water buildup on the unit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're in New Mexico.
So, we come in and, we remove the cooler, we cap and seal it. We have our electrician runs a new service, bring in the air conditioner, put in the new furnace. We do a manual J load calculation on every single home.
So does the new unit go over the same hole where the swamp cooler went?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's a different type of cooling. Evap cooling brings in air from outside, runs it through a wet pad, loses a little bit of its heat, and then comes back into the house. On a 100-degree day, an evap cooler in perfect operating order could drop the temperature 20 degrees at its best. So that's 80 degrees is as good as you get.
At its best.
At its best. And that's if everything's working perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them aren't.
And we've had some 100-degree days lately.
Oh, yeah. We've hit some 104s, 105s this year. It's been a hot one.
Yep.
And then now you bring in the humidity. Air conditioning or refrigerated air's first function is to remove humidity.
Got it.
So
good
77 degrees in a house with 30% humidity
yep.
is quite comfortable.
Yep.
You know, that's a spring day.
It's always funny when the thermostat says 70 in the winter, it's not warm enough. But when it says 70 in the summer, it's not cool enough. You know,
and I keep mine at 68 all the time, I have to tell you.
It feels so much different. It's interesting how that tends to go, you know. I've lived in a house with AC before, and I much prefer it. It's just not, you know, it's just not an option for us right now. So
that's all I've ever had. I can't even imagine not having that. But, you know, based on what you just said, if that is really how it is here in Albuquerque, it's important to have a relationship with that person without having to worry about every year you're going to want them to come check it out.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to want a sales guy who every year is going to try to sell you a new air conditioning unit, right?
You're absolutely right. On our last house, we had a team that was there to remind us it's time for it to be serviced, and they were there no matter what time of day we called, you know, and there weren't a lot of malfunctions with it, but it's not something that you want to have someone you trust in your home at your beck and call when you need them, because the comfort, the temperature in your home has everything to do with your quality of living.
And if you happen to be an entrepreneur that works from home, even more so, right?
Yeah.
So I can't think of anybody like in the top 10 people that I want to have a relationship with is my air conditioning guy, right?
That's a really good point you make. Okay, Mario, tell us anything else you'd like to know before you plug your contact for everybody, because I'm sure they're going to be interested in having a conversation with you soon.
Well, the most important thing I can tell people about heating and air conditioning, doing your research on the company that you're want to associate with, make sure you check out the manufacturer of the product that they're proposing, and then make sure that a manual J-load calculation is done on your home. Sizing is everything. That's mm-hmm. half the project. If you get the right size, everything will work as it should. It'll work like the factory designed it to.
Right.
And they're the ones with all the PhDs, so I follow them.
Wonderful. Okay, let everybody know how they can reach you if they want your help.
Axiom Home Services, give us a call at 505-792-9742. That's 505-972. Oh my God. 505-972-792-9742.
Wonderful. Okay, Axiom Home Services. Check them out on the web, axiomhvac.com. Mario, thank you so much for your time today. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We got a couple of great guests coming up after this. All right, welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini. My wonderful co-host, Patty Farmer, as always, is here with us this morning. You having fun?
I am having fun as usual.
Who wouldn't have fun interviewing businesses and talking about how awesome Albuquerque is, right?
And really the fact that they're businesses that really want to serve our community, and that's what we're all about, so they're perfect.
That's true. We get lucky. We've never had a business in here that we didn't really enjoy having a conversation with. Every time we wrap the show, I feel like I've met people that I want to go experience what they do or introduce them to somebody. This is really a great opportunity. We always...
Or hire them.
Yeah, or hire them. That's happened before as well. Okay, wonderful. So our second guest this morning, Jessica Gentry, JG and Associates. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. So Patty has really talked you up to us, so we're really excited to hear what you can do. Welcome to Go Local Boom.
Thank you for having me on. I hope I can live up to her expectations this morning.
I'm sure you will. Patty has never let us down.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going to do a better job at explaining what you do than I will. So why don't you tell everybody that's listening what you all do?
So with JJ and Associates, we do project management from clients that are looking to start expanding from a solopreneur into more of a broad base. So clients that can no longer support the amount of workload that they do themselves, all the way up through international corporate level clients.
Oh, right on. Okay. Mm-hmm. So give us an example of a product that you, a project that you've worked on that really hit all of the fun points that your team loves.
Okay. So I'll give you a couple, because what we do is very broad. We do smaller events. events for restaurants and have done some smaller events for casinos here.
Oh, man, that's a critical one, right?
Yeah,
because especially in the restaurant space, they have so much to do as it is. They couldn't possibly do as good a job as you know, an additional team member planning an event.
Yeah, so we do that from setup to helping them source people to help with marketing, things like that, getting all of the extra needs, tent, print, all of those kind of things outlined.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've done international rebranding projects for network infrastructure companies.
Oh my
so
God.
It's really kind of across the board.
That sounds like so much fun. I would love to be involved in one of those projects.
You never get bored.
I get so passionate about, you know, helping people build their business and understand. It's part of my why. Have you ever done your why?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just get very passionate about, you know, helping people make sense of where they're at and contribute to making it better. And I build really lasting relationships that are based on trust, because when you make that kind of contribution to a person who doesn't know, you know, heads or tails, when they're get caught in that founder's trap, right, where they started something that they were really good at, they're very passionate about it, they got to the point where it's paying their bills, and then they get stuck, right? Then where do they go? So it's a huge turning point for them. So I love what you do, and I'm sure we could talk all day about it. Let's make sure we plug your contact information now that folks know what you do if they want to reach out to you.
Okay. So we have a website. It's gjallc.com, or you can reach me directly on my cell phone number, and that's 505-401-0898.
Wonderful. Okay, so Patty, I know that you've got a wonderful endorsement for Jessica here. Why don't you give us a brief description?
So one of the things that I really love about Jessica is that she's hands-on in everything that she manages. And I think that as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, or even a large business owner as well, it's important to know that you can trust, that they have integrity, and that they are hands-on. But not only that, we also know that a lot of times when you're involved in your projects, your emotions are sometimes a little bit roller coaster. You have a lot of things going on. And one of the things that I really love and have experienced, because I've worked with her personally, is that she is the glue that holds it together, but she's also the person who keeps everything at a level all the time where you can handle it. She'll pick it up when you need to, whatever you need to do, and that she's always reachable. And that's really, really important to me from a communication point of view.
That's a critical component when it comes to me managing my business. It's like my baby, right? I've been raising it by myself for quite some time, and it's really difficult to kind of let someone else babysit for a while or even change its diapers, right?
I feel like she's like the HR department that some companies aren't quite big enough to have yet.
That's wonderful. So,
I love that. The nurturer of people's emotions. I don't know if you could have hit the nail any better on the head than that. So
it's good. And it's a skill set that you develop over time. It's, you know, there's some of it is instinctive, and a lot of it has to do with working people, you know, working with people and really understanding what they need when they're under duress, because a lot of people have a difficult time working with entrepreneurs because, again, we're so passionate and we have a death grip on our business, that could, you know, kind of keep us stuck there. So, it's great that you know how to work with people when they're, you know, in that state. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do in the entrepreneur space, because I know that you do, you know, free kind of like consulting sessions, or you're always up for coffee with somebody who has some questions about what's going on. So tell us what that looks like for you.
So I've done business startups multiple times personally. So I've learned lessons the hard way. And I think we all can say that to some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always up to try to help people find, I guess, a shortcut to things that we've learned the hard way, mm-hmm. and clients that I've worked with the hard way. So that's the one thing that I really love doing, is being able to either provide people with resources that I have, put them in connection with somebody that I know that can help them fast track past some of the rocky points.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love doing that. So that's something that we do quite a bit in the entrepreneurial space here in Albuquerque. And I don't think that that's something that I'll ever stop doing.
I can relate. As I said before, I'm really passionate about that. And I know that you can relate to that too.
I think that the thing that personally for me, and I know this is what my clients tell me all the time too, is the thing that they're most willing to pay for is for somebody who can help shorten their learning curve, right? Yeah. Because that's cost you money, right? Anybody who can shorten your learning curve and help you to miss the, you know, the rocky hard parts, right? You know, that makes a big difference in your business. And we do wear a lot of hats. So working with somebody who has worked with other people who've worn those hats before and could shorten our learning curve, I think that's pretty wonderful.
I'm actually intrigued a lot of times when I end up in a room. I put together like a lot of mastermind or small business roundtable meetings just for people who are in that phase. And I end up in a room with people who I was enamored with or very impressed by, and I thought they were at so much higher a level than I was in their business. And I bring us all together because I want to learn from them. And then I find out that I know so much that they can benefit from as well. And, mm-hmm. And I really do believe that our experience is everything. And when we're committed to helping others and being of service to others in any way that we can, we're really living up to our purpose, right? Success is my duty. And once I'm relatively successful, I ought to share that with others so that they can get there as well and our community can thrive. So again, I love what you do. I'd love to be involved in some capacity when you work with others. How long have you been in Albuquerque?
So I grew up in Taos, actually, and then I moved to Florida and went to school there. Mm-hmm. But I came back in 2001, and I've been here since.
Been in Albuquerque ever mm-hmm. since, and yep. doing this.
I have. So I did global project management at a corporate level for 10 years, and I've been doing freelance and running my own business for the last 5 plus.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's so exciting.
You're in Albuquerque and not in Albuquerque too, which I love that she actually can handle both of those. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you guys talked about coffee, I realized I have introduced you both before. You were both at Coffee at the Corner.
We were,
yeah.
Yes.
You want to promote Coffee at the Corner, because anybody that's listening could attend.
So Coffee at the Corner is the third Thursday of the month. It is from 9:30 to 11:30. They can find us on meetup.com/marketingmediaandmoney. We do it with Steve Grant at the historic downtown Bed and Breakfast. We're not doing one in July though, because he's on vacation, but we already have it up for August.
He needed a vacation.
He did.
He did. He's on a little bit tight. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, he provides everyone else with the vacation experience, right?
So absolutely.
It's good that he finally gets to go with everything we did with Social Media Day Albuquerque and everything he's got going on with the Bed and Breakfast. I'm glad to hear that they were able to get out and vacation. So yeah, Coffee at the Corner is great. Not only is that obviously an event that you invest some time in, but you know, coffee one-on-one with businesses is something that you're up for, right?
Absolutely.
One of the best ways to form relationships is just to kind of sit down, leave the credit card at home. Let's have some time to figure out what's really going on with you and whether or not we can help. And for me, it's really good to determine whether or not I want to work with that person for the next year, right?
Well, it really is, because it's all about personal relationships. I really do believe that business is about trust and forming a personal relationship with
right.
somebody that you want to work with.
Yep.
And that's why we do stuff here in our community, but about 80% of our business is virtual. I have clients across the country, and even not being able to sit down and have coffee, but have a Skype conversation with them. It's almost immediate if I know that we're going to be a fit. And that's something that's really important for
us. So speaking of virtual connections, this is, you know, a local advertising show. Tell us how do you find those people? If you've got clients that you can't sit down with face to face, you know, over coffee, where do they come from?
So a lot of stuff is referral based, which is really, obviously, you guys understand that's mm-hmm. super powerful. But there's also things out there. Upwork is a really good space.
We've used Upwork before, yeah.
So Upwork is a really good space. I've gotten some long-term clients through that system. And then just really getting out there and doing networking events like Social Media ABQ, that's not just people in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. You know, those people are coming from across the country.
I met multiple people from out of the state that day. It was a really good event. And so for those of you that are listening that are really trying to take notes, Upwork is an online platform where as a vendor you can create a profile. You want to describe your experience with Upwork?
Yeah. So you set up a profile, and then you can go in there and search for specific tag words. So Project management is a big one that we utilize, and you can look for companies that are searching for a project manager or need contract work, and you submit a proposal, and you go on, you read the details, submit it based on hourly or project type funds, and then they touch base with you. And I found it's free for the user, and it can benefit people that are looking for work outside of Albuquerque in a huge way.
Yeah, it is. It's free for the user. It's free for the user, but it's also free for you as the vendor that's creating the profile. And there's an additional resource, because as for the free profile for the vendor, you've got to go in and kind of search for the projects that you want to do. But they also have a paid profile that does that work for you and just notifies you when postings or listings come up.
Does.
So it's a good resource. We scrub the free version just because when you know, our book of business is light and I'm looking for something to do, I'll go in there and say, well, who's looking for, you know, what we do? And
absolutely.
And I can just reach out to them, you know, through Upwork. And it's a really good resource. So
and that's
one that we've never spoken
too.
About before.
That's a good referral, too. I a lot of times ask people for referrals of people that they're using there so that way I don't have to go through all the thing of looking for who have you used there that has worked.
Yep.
Right.
And they can refer that to me, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty great resource. So we're down to our last minute. I want to be sure that you're able to plug your business and all of your contact information one more time as we round out.
Okay. So I'm Jessica Gentry, managing partner for GJ and Associates, and you can find my contact information on my website at GJALLC.com, or you can reach me directly on my cell phone at 505-401-0898.
Jessica Gentry, GJ and Associates, it's great to have you in here this morning. I look forward to collaborating with you in the future. Patty, high five. Thanks so much for your support.
Love her.
Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with one more awesome local business in a moment. Here we go again. Go Local Boom is back in the booth. Albuquerque, thank you so much for spending the morning with us. Patty, how you doing today so far?
I'm doing fabulous.
My guest, Patty Farmer. Tell everybody why you're here, Patty.
Well, I'm here because I love being able to serve our local community, right? And Go Local Boom is the best way to do that, so I love being a co-host.
Patty is the one of the best marketers I know. I won't
thank
say...
you.
More shameless about self-promoting than I am. Let's say fearless. We are fearless self-promoters because we know how good a job we do for businesses.
Absolutely.
And
gotta
I love
be
having
bold.
You here. Every week she brings a couple of guests in from Albuquerque business community that she's working with, and it really helps round out our list. So we've done such a great job, and you've done such a good job in the community.
Thanks.
Helping to promote businesses. So we'll talk a little bit about that later, but let's introduce you guys to Pam Myers. Hey, Pam, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Sean?
Good. Thank you so much.
Patty.
So, Pam Myers, CEO, social media marketing. Is that the name of the business?
That is the name of my company.
Well,
yes.
That's very wise.
Yes.
How'd you get that?
You can't do a better job than
it's pretty unique.
Can't do a better job than that when it comes to what you do. So you do landscaping or something
like
that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we've been in the same place a few times talking about social media.
Yeah.
You were a participant at Social Media Day ABQ that just recently passed,
yes,
right?
Fantastic.
And then you were just at my Marketing Power Circle where we're all a bunch of local businesses that get together and try to help one another grow, and you were the presenter there that week.
Right, yeah.
She was at the Power Circle, Ron Patel's Power Circle.
Yeah,
you were the speaker?
Yeah.
She was.
I missed it this one time.
This one time. That's why I tagged you in the post when I was checking in there. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, Pam, tell us what you do and how we can reach you if we want to, and then we'll talk a little bit more about who you are.
All right. Well, I do social media marketing, so I help grow people's businesses on their social media channels, depending on what their shtick is, then I promote them on that platform or that channel.
Yeah, because not every platform is appropriate.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
Okay.
You have to know what's going to work, what your target audience is, and where they are, and use those social media channels to reach them specifically.
Well, that's a great segue in your introduction, because you have a specific niche of clientele that you like to work with that you've been successful. So what's your social media niche?
I actually have two different niches. So thank you for asking about that, Sean. And actually maybe even three, design, anyone in the event design business to interior design. Those are a bulk of my clients, as well as real estate professionals are my clients. And then I'm heavily involved in the LGBTQ community, which are also a whole other client base.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are two very specific niches, both, or three, you know, that all really need support online.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
So if anybody's listening and could use your help with that, tell them how they can reach you.
They can reach me by, my email address is Pam, P-A-M-M, at pammyers.com. There are three M's in that email address. So it can either be hard or easy, depending on how you're looking at it. And my phone number is 214-326-3286. You can find me on any social media channel. I'm pretty easy to track down. You can just Google my name pretty much.
Yep, you're the first Pam that pops up when I put two M's.
There you go.
Okay, and then did you want to give them a phone number?
214-326-3286.
Okay, wonderful. So we talked a little bit about what you do and what you love to do.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a personal perspective? Why do you do what you do?
Oh, I love helping people to grow their businesses. I mean, that's kind of the main focus. It's like giving back to our communities,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's all the same premise.
Yeah, Fatty and I kind of sound like a broken record when it comes to that. And you know, I see it every time I meet with an entrepreneur who is very passionate about helping others.
Mm-hmm.
Their success is directly relative to that. And I've seen personally my success is directly relative to how much I'm committing to being of service to others.
Well, I think that it's really, really important because, you know, we're all so busy worrying about how to monetize our business. And I know I specialize in helping people monetize their business, but it doesn't matter where you make your money. You serve your local community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, it's our responsibility. We created Go Local Boom specifically for that purpose. It's only for local businesses because a lot of times local businesses don't have the same resources that these big boxes have to dominate their space. And we're the ones that are repairing the streets and involved in the school boards and the committees and the local nonprofits and, you know, the ones that are really making a significant difference in our community because we live here, right?
Exactly.
And when you spend a dollar at a local business, 70% of that dollar stays here. You spend a dollar with a big box franchise, 80% of that dollar leaves here, right?
Right.
And so the rest of us that are passionate about working with locals, we've got to spend more money and invest more time and resources. And I just don't think, I think it's not anything nefarious, right? No malfeasance on the part of any locals. They just don't know. They don't understand that it may save you a couple of dollars and a couple of minutes to go to this place or that place, but that couple of minutes and couple of dollars goes so much further than you realize when you invest it in local.
Well, exactly.
And I have to plug right here. I know. I'm sorry. I just have to put in my 2 cents to plug. This week, July 19th, is Christmas in July, right, which is at night 6 to 9 at Free Range, but it is all to support the businesses on Central for Art.
Yeah,
and
the Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project has really, you know, impacted local businesses, and they definitely need our help. So tell me one more time. I want to plug that.
So it's July 19th from 6 to 9 at Free Range, which is on Central and Pine, and that is all to Christmas in July, and
Christmas
it's all
in July support local businesses. So it's
absolutely
like a little trade show.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, people go out on the street and shop.
Oh, they're going to have everything there. So it's going to, it's going
to
be really, really great.
We should
all plug that social media here.
Right.
We got it.
we'll plug that a little bit more on the Facebook page as well. Okay. So Pam, you do a lot in terms of helping people understand, you know, why social media is important for their business. But
right.
I assume that you can also manage it for them if they're not really inclined or interested in learning it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That is what I do.
So tell us what that looks like. If we're in the business for support with social media, how would the process look from start to finish?
Well, I would interview you and find out what your goal is.
Good luck with that. You'd have a lot of fun with that interview.
And then once we make that determination, then we say, okay, well, your target audience is going to be on, say, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we would just heavily promote your brand on Instagram and use Twitter to, you know, go back and forth and maybe some Facebook, but primarily
So I agree. Instagram is not appropriate for everyone, right? But,
correct.
But it's probably a good one for the niches that you support, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so give us a very simple explanation of why. If a business doesn't have any experience with Instagram, why would Instagram be good? Or what kind of business would Instagram be good for?
Yes. Well, okay. So a good example that pops in mind to me is that it reaches a target audience that is largely millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, anyone in the wedding and event design business, that's going to be their audience, and that's where their clients are. That's how they can reach them, and it's very visual.
Well, and point of information, the reason for that is because Instagram is only accessible from your mobile device.
Correct.
Right? You can only use, and it's heavily, it's image heavy,
image
right?
Heavy,
so it's
correct.
Pictures and small
and
captions
hashtags.
And so on.
And let's not forget hashtags.
Right. Yeah. So you can grow it.
But there's some third-party apps now that will let us do Instagram from our desktop.
Right.
Yeah,
thank
you can
goodness.
View Instagram from the desktop, and I didn't know that about apps that will allow you to manage it. But that's the reason to kind of reinforce your point, Pam, is that it's millennial heavy, it's image heavy. For the longest time, it was only from your mobile device.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then hashtags, of course. Hashtags, the purpose of a hashtag is so that somebody looking for something like wedding designers can find that in a search, right?
Right. They can Google that. They can Google any particular hashtag and come up with all kinds of information.
So yeah. A little social media 101 there for you folks. Mm-hmm. And okay, so say Instagram is our platform, then what?
Well, then we just promote you. We constantly keep you out there in front of your audience. So you're always remaining top of mind, which is what you want to do.
And right? Where do you get the content for that? Do you follow us around with a camera? And
no. Usually, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do some video and we curate a good deal of information.
So you create and curate.
And mm-hmm. curate.
Do you also tell them, because we really know that when you're talking about social media, one of the most important things to be successful as social media is when, right? Because
right.
social media is real time.
Right.
So I think it's really, really important to know when to post. So do you help them with that?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. And again, it's... sometimes it's trial and error. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just don't always know when you try something,
research.
If it doesn't work, you do mm-hmm. the next thing.
There's some things that are safe to assume, like time of day or, you know, number of times to post per day
right.
and so on. But, you know, when I'm still kind of stuck on what, right? So what's the difference between curating and creating content
okay.
for a client?
Do you want me to answer that?
We could. So go ahead and then I'll put my two cents in.
Okay. So creating, you're actually coming up and writing your own content versus curating where you're, you know, maybe you see an article that kind of makes your point, and so you can copy, put that link in, but you don't want to just post that link. You want to explain why you agree or perhaps even disagree.
I make that mistake a lot. I didn't realize it was a mistake. If I see somebody, if something that Patty posted, you know, I'll just reshare it on my page without kind of explaining why it's significant to me. So is that something you think I should do?
It's pretty important.
It's not only, this is where hashtags definitely come in. I know for me personally, when I'm curating content and I'm saying especially if I'm saying what I disagree, because let's face it, if somebody posts something, you think, oh, that's interesting. But if somebody posts and says, I totally don't agree with number six, you're going to want to read it.
Right.
Now you want to know why did I.
Ooh, I like that.
You
that's
know, so
a little...
I don't really like number six. I don't agree with that. And then I'll hashtag my POV so they know that's just my point of view. Right.
That's like the don't think about the elephant or, you know, don't think about the color purple. That's almost some subliminal programming.
Exactly. And to that point, it's important to write taglines that draw people in.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, did you know this happened? Or, you know, I don't like number six or, you know.
Or I absolutely totally agree. And I'm going to start adding number three to my calendar.
Right.
That's pretty groovy. I love what you guys do, and I'm only now beginning to really understand and get better at it, right? There was a long time where we weren't great at it, and we just hired somebody to come in here and follow us with a camera and post for us daily and so on, because I know how much it increased the value of the Go Local Boom resources when we added social media, but I wasn't great at it. You know, I'm good at what I'm good at. And that wasn't one of those things. And I didn't even care to learn. But the more exposure I've had and the more Patty and I have built our relationship and the influence and the relationships I've made as a result of your connections, I'm much more passionate about it. I understand it better. I'm using it better for myself. And we've actually brought in our last hire was a social media expert who had worked with American Eagle. Mm-hmm. She's got a degree in rhetoric, and now she's living in our, you know, in our space, in our culture, understanding our brand and really better able to communicate our message, you know,
which is great for you, but not everybody else has that. So it's really great to know that there's Pams out there in the world and specifically our Pam who can help them if they don't want to do it themselves.
Right.
That's a wonderful segue. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pam. So we're about to round out the interview. Is there anything else you want to add before we get your contact information one more time?
Well, other than if anybody needs help, then I would, you know, love to talk to you. I'm not obviously a great match for everyone, but for those of you that could be.
Your number?
A cup of coffee would answer that question, right?
A cup of coffee would totally answer that question, yes.
Okay, Pam, tell us how to reach you if we need your help.
At 214-326-3286 or just Google Pam Myers.
Yep. And
with two M's.
And I just want to quickly, because I know we're running out of time, quickly say that at Social Media ABQ, Pam Myers was nominated the absolute most times.
More than anybody else.
More than anybody else and in single category.
Every category as a social media aficionado. Thanks, Pam Myers. We appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We will be right back with one more awesome guest from your community.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Albuquerque, we want to give you some cash. And if you really like Breaking Bad, you're going to really want to be involved. Our final guest, Nate Lind, is here. Nate with Halo River and five other brands that we could talk about. But let's just focus on what you're doing for the Desert Forge community today, right? The Desert Forge organization, local veteran nonprofit. And you guys are putting a big event together that we can all get involved with right now.
Absolutely right. So we're giving away $1,000 to a local contestant who wants to come out and do a little treasure hunt with us today.
Who doesn't like treasure hunt and who doesn't like Breaking Bad? In Albuquerque. Right?
Or cash.
Exactly. We've been dropping...
Yeah, who doesn't like cash? That's what I should have said first.
So we've been dropping cash all over town this week leading up to this. And so today at the Arroyo del Oso Park at noon, you can come and register. You have a chance to win $1,000. A percentage of the proceeds are going to the Desert Forge Foundation, which is a local charity that supports combat veterans when they come back from overseas. So we're real excited to collaborate with them and put $1,000 in someone's hand, and this event's going to go on all day. There's literally an app that's a treasure map that you'll download called Metaverse.
So download the Metaverse treasure app.
Yep.
Okay.
Metaverse. It's an app you can find on the Google Play Store, or you can find on the Apple Store. Come to Arroyo del Oso. Come get registered, and you'll be able to participate. And we're going to have waypoints or plots all over town that you'll be able to go to, and a chance to win more than just $1,000. Quite frankly. A lot of local businesses are pitching in stuff, too.
So if you're listening now, you've got an hour to get over to Arroyo del Oso Park.
That's right.
You know, whoever shows up can participate, right?
You got it.
The better your odds, you know, the earlier you get there, the who knows how many people are going to show up, right?
The more people...
No, but it's the weekend. It's the weekend. Get up, get in the shower, let's go.
Yeah. Well, everybody's already ready to roll. I'm sure that whoever's listening that got excited by this, they're even more excited by the fact that they got to turn and burn right now. So what can they expect throughout the day?
So the more people they bring, the better chance they have to win $1,000. So this is all about building community and being with your friends and family. So grab your brothers and sisters and come on in.
The more you bring, the better your odds.
So what you're going to expect is we'll have a registration table set up at the park, and we'll get you signed in, and then you'll be unleashed on Albuquerque to go find all these different waypoints that you can go and do these different experiences. And the more that you get done by 6 o'clock tonight up at the Point Grill in Mariposa, which is in Rio Rancho, we're going to award the $1,000 winner to the highest ranking team at that point.
Tell us about the Point Grill. I've never heard of that.
So the Point Grill is a fantastic restaurant up in Rio Rancho. They won the People's Choice Award for Best Restaurant in Rio Rancho last year. Serve great burgers. They also a number of microbrews that distribute out there. It's a great place, so we're excited to collaborate with them.
What's the crossroads there?
So it's Mariposa and Unser. So it's up by the Star Center. You've got to take a little bit of a trek up there, but it's absolutely worth it.
Sweet. I love to hear about little hidden gems in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. Those are the best food spots, the ones that
absolutely
you didn't hear about until you found them and now you want to tell everybody about, right?
Another reason to have people on the show. They share with us, too.
Yep, exactly. Okay, Nate, so let's talk a little bit about Desert Forge.
Yeah, absolutely. So Desert Forge is an organization that benefits combat veterans. They've got a farm in the South Valley. So vets, when they come back from being overseas, they lose some of that brotherhood from when they're out with their company, their platoon. And the goal of the charity is to give service to people. So they have an opportunity for people to be on the South Valley and work the farm together.
You know, I always make this reference when it comes to veterans who are returning home and they struggle a little bit. When they were overseas or assigned, right? They had a job to do. They had been trained for the job to do. They were doing the job. And then for one reason or another, especially if they were injured and they're coming back with a disability, now they don't have their unit, they don't have their team, and they don't have a job to do. And so it's really great that Desert Forge sets them up with a job to do.
They help them with that too, job training and assistance, and it's absolutely spot on with what you just said.
In a community of people who they can relate to, understand what they've been through, and help them to reintegrate, because, you know, we all love and appreciate and support our veterans. We've all got friends and family members that are struggling with, PTSD or other disabilities as a result of combat. And it's just super cool to see local community groups that are, you know, that find a way to bring them together and rekindle that work ethic, that family dynamic that they experienced when they, you know, were enlisted.
And I think it's great that it gives us an opportunity to do more than just write a check. I mean, not that we don't want checks. We want to help. But sometimes it's really nice to do more than that, to be able to get your hands dirty and really to be able to serve on a total different level.
Well, I always say if you don't have a dollar to give, then you have an hour to give.
Absolutely.
If I don't have an hour to give, that's because I'm doing so well. I have a dollar to give. Right. And if you don't meet those two criteria somehow, then we should have a conversation and reassess your priorities.
Absolutely. So for those of you that don't have the information in front of you, want to make sure that you come and visit us at www.legendaryman.com. And there's a dash in between legendary and man. So legendary-man.com. And you can click on the event link and it'll forward you to exactly where you need to go.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Tell everybody one more time where they can find you to participate today.
So if you're just hearing this and you're in your car, drive right over to Arroyo del Oso Park. We're going to be there from noon until about 2 o'clock for registration. And then we're going to pick up. We're actually going to stop over at the Thunderbird Harley Davidson for a little bit too. We've got a concert going on, I forgot to mention.
Sweet.
So we've got LA Hustle that's going to be over there playing some music. There'll be all sorts of hot dogs and burgers and stuff going on. And then we're going to wrap up at the Point Grill up at Mariposa in Rio Rancho.
Nate Lind, thank you so much for what you're doing for veterans in our community and putting this together for us to have fun while supporting veterans. Nate Lind with Legendary Man. Was it Legendary Man?
Legendary Man.
Wonderful. All right, folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We really appreciated spending time with you this morning, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.